Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, folks, that's Michael Heck at it again. I don't know what to say.
No. That was
Did you win the lottery? Must have won the lottery.
No. One thing is that, well, if we won the lottery here, then I'm going to quote another song: "More money, more problems."
Yeah, my kind of problem.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What do they say? Like, money doesn't buy happiness, but it makes misery feel a lot better.
Yeah, a lot more enjoyable.
Exactly.
For sure. Well, welcome back, man. We missed you last week.
Thank you, sir. Your team did
a great job, as always, though. We hope that you had good travels wherever you were. Let's jump into this, Michael, because we've got a lot of material to cover here.
Yeah.
Paving the way forward, a lot going on in Saturday's ballot. Hope voters turn out.
Yeah, voters really need to turn out. I mean, it could be a low turnout election because all we have is a couple of councilmatic districts that are up. But it's really important because we do have these three bond issues that are on the ballot. And frankly, we need it. The way that I kind of think about it is that to have a strong house, you need a sound foundation. Infrastructure is the foundation of the city. And these bond measures that are out there are going to give us over $500 million to do critical infrastructure repairs, to work on fixing up eyesores like Lindy Boggs, to do sewer and water work, housing affordability. And the key thing that people have to understand is that there are no new taxes. It's using the existing millage. It won't cost anybody a penny. And I think from what I've seen so far with the new administration, from Mayor-elect Moreno, from the team around her, from being involved in the transition, there's just a great energy, a great optimism. There is a ton of competence that's being brought to the table, including people who have a lot of experience from the current and previous administrations. And I think that we just have to load up this administration with the tools and the resources that they need to not only dig ourselves out of this hole, but build something better on the other side. So GNO Inc. is fully in support of these three bond initiatives.
Yeah, hopefully, as I said, they do pass because this creates momentum, I believe, and gives a new administration an opportunity to prove itself, quite frankly. The money's there. The question is execution, right?
It is. One of the things that Helena did throughout her campaign was talk about a Super Bowl level of service throughout the city. And that resonated with me, not just because, obviously, the Super Bowl experience. And we should, by the way, I didn't have this in the notes, Noel, but just say something about Paul Tagliabue that just reminded me, who just passed. But before we get to that, what I saw in working on the Super Bowl for those 9 months is that if we had that level of focus and energy for, let's say, 2 years, we could do that for the entire city. It's entirely possible. And so when the mayor-elect started talking about this as a focus of her administration, it really resonated because it's not just aspirational, it's doable. If we have the right money and the right focus, within a couple of years, we can have the entire city looking and feeling better than it has in decades.
No doubt. And the bond commission just took a vote and approved the $125 million in revenue bonds, which are emergency bonds to help fix the cash flow issues that she's inheriting as well, just to make matters a little bit tougher. But the reality is that initially a little bit of drama, they kind of drained that out, and the adults got in the room and started hashing out a deal, which is exactly what you would expect of credible leadership. Get in a room, beat it around, understand that you come with a bunch of warts that need to be remedied, but the fact of the matter is they were able to do it, and I think that is one notch in the belt of success for the incoming Moreno administration.
Well, as you would say, Newell, no doubt. There are two aspects of this that I think are encouraging. One is that the $125 million is going to address the cash flow issue that is separate from what we're trying to address with the bonds, which is a capital construction issue. Those funds can't intermingle, so they are separate challenges. And so one of them is being addressed, so that's good. The second thing is even more important probably over the long term, which is that, as you just said, this was addressed in a normal political fashion. People came out and they said what they had to say because of their beliefs or, frankly, because of their politics. That's fine. That's the way that that's what's going to happen. But then because of the maturity and because of the pre-existing relationships and, frankly, Newell, because of the respect that existed at a very authentic way, folks were able to sit down in the room and work it out. And the way that this bond issue is set up, where Mike Wagisback, as the auditor for the state, has veto power and full visibility into the use of these funds, and they're going to be held in a segregated account, if I'm the mayor-elect, I want it that way. I want that transparency. I want those explicit guardrails because it protects the administration. It protects the city. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I give a lot of credit to the mayor, to Mike Wagisback, to the attorney general, Liz Morrell, to the treasurer, John Fleming, for doing this in, frankly, the right way, that everybody is protected, everybody's politics are good. And again, we're now giving this administration enough rope to make knots, and I think it's deserved. I think it's the right thing to do, and I think that they've earned it with the way they've conducted themselves.
The days of putting the car in reverse and rolling over the city for the second time is not necessary.
Did we get them? Let's go back and check.
I love the fact that, you know, let's get in a room. We did the emotional thing at first, and then now let's do the reasoned thing and, you know, work this out. The state can't succeed without the city of New Orleans. Jefferson can't, you know, all the other parishes that make up the southeastern region of Louisiana. We all need to rise together. So the sooner that we come to that realization, the better off we're all going to be. Quite frankly, let's talk about tax reform paying off. We are now number four largest improvement in the U.S. Tell us about that.
So this is one that came through. We were looking at the Tax Foundation rankings last week, and it's really good news. If you look at the states in the country over the past 5 years, we're actually number four in terms of the fastest improvement. I mean, it's not enormous. We've gone up from 37th to 31st, but we are number four. And the two of the things that have really driven that is our individual income tax level rose from 32nd all the way up to 15th because we now have a flat 3% income tax rate. And then our corporate tax ranking went from 29th all the way up to 10th because we now have a flat 5.5 corporate income tax. And what this shows is that when we do push this legislation, it does end up having real world impact, because when companies are looking and deciding where they're going to locate, one of the things they're going to do is look at the tax tables from the Tax Foundation, and they are going to make affirmative choices or actually even eliminate locations because of the ranking. So it was good to see it. I do have to say, in full kind of modesty and transparency, that what Tennessee has done is extraordinary. They rose 30 places over the past 5 years, from 38th all the way up to 8th. So you got to recognize that we have real competition around us. But, yeah, you know, let's give credit to the legislature and the leadership and the people of Louisiana for pulling ourselves out of the basement and moving up kind of into contention at a pretty rapid rate.
Let's pivot to the next topic. Meta has become an all-of-the-above energy consumer. Tell us about that.
Well, so it's so interesting. So what Meta is doing is they're building two large-scale solar farms in rural Louisiana, and it's a project that will generate enough power for around 80,000 homes up in Morehouse and Sabine parishes. Now, people might say, oh, that's weird. Are they going to really be using solar power to power an AI facility? That doesn't seem to make sense because if it gets dark out, then does the facility go down? That's not what's happening at all. What they're doing is by building these solar plants, they're actually creating renewable credits that will then offset a small portion of the emissions from the three gas-fired plants that are being built for the data center. So these solar farms are actually being built as offsets to effectively neutralize any emissions that are occurring because of the AI center. And that's the way they're able to say that they are developing an AI center that's going to be low or no emissions. It's through these offsets as opposed to via the center itself.
Which has been a much different way of a data center looking at their energy plan. Other states are having a lot of difficulties relative to their data centers because they didn't think about a lot of these things, where in Louisiana we did. And I have to say, to Entergy's credit, they participated as well in making ensuring that the grid was going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, no, Entergy's been great on this. Meta's been great on this. And hopefully we're setting the model on how to do this right, because it's something that's happening around the country.
All right, got to get to a break. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest. This announcement today is incredibly exciting. I was reading through it, the first of its kind here in the state of Louisiana. They are just breaking ground on so many different fronts. So make the intro and tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so I'm thrilled that we have Andrew Albert on today. He's a good friend, programs director for the Idea Village, brings tons of entrepreneurial experience, and is here to talk about this new partnership with Louisiana Innovation LAIO, which is led by my good friend, former GNO Inker Josh Flegg up in Baton Rouge.
Well, Andrew, welcome to the show. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, kind of give a background of what this is really all about and the role that Idea Village will be playing.
Absolutely. Happy to do so. Thanks so much for having me on. This is an incredibly exciting moment for the state of Louisiana. largely around, it feels like we're actually speaking about all things innovation, all things growth from the same sort of unifying position, right? So mm-hmm. what's cool about the work that LAD is doing specifically for LAIO is making a concerted effort to strengthen and modernize like our core industries through innovation. I think a lot of times, you know, folks think about innovation in the very high level nebulous, what does this actually mean? But it really is something that is core to what we do here in terms of, you know, making sure that we're redirecting talent, finding customers, making sure that there's a ton of investment that can and should be had for Louisiana startups. So I'm excited to be, you know, with the Idea Village, helping to connect all of the legacy events with respect to innovation under this new umbrella.
So how would this ultimately work? So, you know, a lot of like what you're doing here in this region, there are other similar, you know, situated individuals doing stuff in other areas of the state. This is like an attempt to bring this all under one umbrella.
Absolutely. So what we're doing is connecting the dots, not necessarily saying that this is, you know, everybody is under the new umbrella, or there's a new brand or sort of a new positioning. Rather, we recognize the unique genius that the entire state has to offer. And what we're doing is saying, hey, y'all have been doing these events for quite some time. You have a unique perspective. How can we amplify what it is that you're doing across the state and hopefully drive traffic? So specifically, you know, events like New Orleans Entrepreneur Week here in New Orleans, of course, Third Coast Venture Summit, but also Innovate South based in Lafayette, the Nexus Technology Cup in Baton Rouge, as well as Startup Prize in Shreveport, the north of the state. All of these events have already happened, have been happening, and I think we've realized that, you know, there's so much great work doing across the state. Now is the time for us to be able to connect the dots and elevate the unique aspects that they're doing, because none of these events are lookalikes or duplicates. They all contribute to the innovation economy in their own unique way.
And when we talk about investment, I mean, are we talking about trying to kind of set up a data bank of angel investors in making, you know, exposure for a lot of different people in order for things to take off?
Yeah, so the specific investment angle and lens for this work is for high growth scaling company, right? So you can think about, mm-hmm. yes, angels, but also venture capital is as well for right. those founders that are building within the state. I think a lot of times, you know, if you're a great founder, you're so heads down and you look up and you're like, oh, I need that growth capital to really take it to the next level. And which is why, you know, a lot of these events began to pop up. And what we're trying to do is create a concerted founder network, capital network for the entire state to just shorten the time frame that it takes to go from zero to one for all of the great companies in the state.
You know, when you think about all the people like in your case, Andrew, that you meet, you know, that may not have something that's of interest to what you guys are working on here, but maybe in Lafayette or maybe in Monroe, mm-hmm. you know, there's a huge upside opportunity if we can leverage to one another, right? And I guess that's some of the thought process here.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, I think selfishly, I'm very excited because a lot of that work, you know, the partners have been doing, but it's been more so on like a one-to-one basis, right? So, you know, somebody like Destin in Lafayette, for instance, may see a founder and, you know, to be like, oh man, like this isn't necessarily the right fit for what we have going on. Andrew, can I bounce them over to you, right? And vice versa, all the way up to, you know, Monroe, Shreveport, et cetera. And I think we realize, you know, this is something that is just core to the work. Like it's time for folks to know that, you know, there are all of these resources. There is all of this social capital and this, you know, the ability to go find, you know, where it is you need the actual resources, right? Because my whole approach is less about, you know, trying to get any founder to say, all right, come move to this place or that place. It's really helping you understand which areas of the state are uniquely positioned to help you and how can we make those connections for you.
Yeah, and I guess if I were to go to the Third Coast Ventures Summit, what I would see more of then is all of this collectively and collaboratively together being presented?
Yeah, exactly. So all of the events that I mentioned, so Third Coast Venture Summit, Startup Prize, Innovate South, New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, and Nexus Tech Up, we're all going to be cross-promoting and cross-platforming because we have such such unique identities. So for instance, if you're coming to Third Coast Venture Summit, this conference is really for those founders that are trying to raise, you know, over $1 million in growth capital, right? And so some founders may not necessarily be ready for that stage at this moment in time, or they may be, you know, technologists or folks working on interesting technology that we can go send to Baton Rouge for the Nexus Technology Cup. And I think, you know, we've realized that, you know, people that are building interesting things and good things oftentimes are like, all right, where do I go? What's next? And how can I be redirected? So using these events, because they're such incredible moments of density, not to just say, okay, this isn't right for you, see you later, but more so, this may not necessarily be right for you. You should also go to this event. It's happening at this date, and this is the true value that you can get from this event.
We're visiting with Andrew Albert, Programs Director for the Idea Village. So, Andrew, timing is everything, right? So why is this the perfect timing, the perfect storm for Louisiana's startup ecosystem?
Absolutely. I think, you know, in many ways, we're at a hinge moment in terms of, you know, what the future of technology can look like. You know, it feels like every conversation I'm in is AI this or AI that. And I think why we are as a state uniquely positioned is because of our legacy of doing actual things, right? So when you think about industries like advanced manufacturing, when you think about energy and sort of like the rich industries that we have here, of course, logistics, agriculture, these are all industries that sort of make up the entire state, but are uniquely positioned and uniquely poised to benefit from the sort of next wave of technology. You know, I think, you know, what we're seeing now is, you know, just as impactful, if not more impactful, than like the advent of the internet. And I think now, you know, we have incredibly forward-thinking and smart leaders that recognize that this is the moment to integrate innovation into both the legacy industries and sort of call out that these are all of the ways that we can continue to grow and not necessarily get left behind. And I think one of the things too, when I speak about the hinge moment, is like, this is not something that's new to us, right? I kind of joke a lot that in Louisiana, we know how to build things, we know how to do things. Like, that is innovation. Being able to like quickly find the value, articulate that, and sort of build around that is something we do, and we do it so well that we take it for granted. And I think now is a moment that we can sort of leverage technology to look to the next, you know, 50, 100, 200 years of the state.
Well, there's one thing that I know for sure, Andrew, is that if I were to go to Third Coast Venture Summit or the Startup Prize or Innovate South or NOE, New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, or Nexus Technology Cup in Baton Rouge, Michael Heck and Newell Norman would be the dumbest people in the room, because every time I've been there, I've just been amazed at the quality, the intellect, the motivation, the imagination of the folks that participate in those events. Michael, I don't know if you have anything to add to that. Well, you must have us on mute, Andrew. There it is. Sum it up right there, right?
Right, exactly.
Andrew Albert, Programs Director for the Idea Village, thank you so much for joining us. Continued success. Keep it up. You have been a difference maker for the greater New Orleans area for sure, and we appreciate same.
No, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, we think, with Michael Heck, 504-260-1870 on the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, we were able to find Michael Heck as he was meandering in some parking lot somewhere as he disappeared on us, president and CEO of G&O Inc. He missed a great diss that I had of him, but that's okay. There'll be more to come.
No, I heard Andrew is great. Now, this is a good one. You want to talk about, like, what they say is to err is human, but to really screw things up takes technology. So I always call you on our landline because it's more reliable. Except when I'm in the car. But we just made the brilliant decision to move to an internet landline. And guess what went down?
The internet. Yeah.
That's awful.
Those IP phones are interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. I have enough interesting in my life. Like, I need some uninteresting.
Exactly. So, Michael, we got a couple more topics. Let's talk about raising the roof on insurance.
Yeah, I love this one because the thing that people need to understand about insurance is that the key thing we have to focus on is reducing exposure. Exposure is how much financial liability insurance companies have, and that can be caused by natural hazards like the weather, but can also be caused by increased building costs, increased litigation, anything that's going to make payouts cost more. So whatever we can do in order to reduce exposure is going to help us. One of the things that we can control far better than the weather is the way our homes are built. So we started doing these fortified roof program grants in the state. We now have gone to over 10,000 homes that have fortified roofs. This is what Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner, was talking about. And now as a next step, besides getting more money for grants, he's going to move, I think, now finally to begin to have a mandated discount so that if you put a fortified roof on your home, you're going to know what type of benefit you're going to get. I think we have the third most number of fortified roofs now behind North Carolina and Alabama. If we can get to number one, we're going to see a definitive decrease in our home insurance rates. And that might be Newell issue number one that we have here in the south part of the state.
That coupled with wind mitigation surveys, foolish not to get those done for sure. Let's talk about connecting learning to earning. Michael Heck, it is not beneath him to self-promote, so take it away.
No. I checked my shame at the door, and I forgot where the exit is of my life. So 4 years ago, we started doing a GNOU summit. GNOU is what we brand our workforce programs as. And you're not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition. It's what we brand our workforce programs as, Newell. And so we're doing this down at the Marriott Warehouse again. It's coming up next Wednesday. It's going to bring leaders from industry, from higher ed, from training and workforce, bring everybody together to talk about what are the high demand jobs and how are we training our people for those jobs, looking at tracks on workforce, tracks on talent, which is about bringing people to the state, and then a specific track that's looking at STEM. What we discovered when we started doing this is that there was really no other forum for everybody who was playing in this space to come together. So it's about education, but it's also about networking. It's also about kind of a pep rally for people who are fighting the good fight. And so it's become quite a popular event.
Absolutely. And, don't be too jealous, Michael, but in the next hour, I get to interview EJ Lagasse from Emeralds.
Oh, man.
And Justin Kennedy from Parkway Bakery and Tavern. Interesting, opposite ends of the spectrum in the culinary experience, right? But nonetheless, I don't think you and I have had a chance to talk about it since the awards were given. This is a big, big deal for the city of New Orleans. And I'm going to ask each of them if they realize just how big this is. Because, these are ceiling busters here, right?
Yeah, they are. I mean, look, EJ has done a pretty remarkable thing. And you can talk to him about this. He basically reverse engineered a restaurant to get Michelin stars, and I thought he would get one star. The fact that he got two, it really means he hit it out of the park. So I'd love to hear how he did that. I'll hang up the phone and turn up the radio. But from a New Orleans brand standpoint, it's so important because we've always had this brand of culture, but it's been kind of like relaxed, walk down the street culture, which is great. But we also want to have that high-end culture, and that's what the Michelin star ranking will give us. It brings in a different type and level of tourist. It brings in a bigger spend. It's not just good for our restaurants. It's good for our hotels. It's good for our retail shops. And so I give a ton of credit for Michelin for coming into new cities like New Orleans. But and congratulations to Parkway and all the other many, many winners. But the fact that EJ got two stars is really remarkable. And it's going to be a much more interesting and satisfying segment and probably much better for the radio station than this one. So I'm glad that you're going to be.
There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about that. I mean, but at least you've got the order right, you know, as long as the audience stays on.
Have you dined at Emeralds yet?
No, I've not dined at the new one.
You got to do it. You got to. I did it about 3 weeks ago. It was an incredible experience. And I tell you what was most incredible. As you sit there and, you know, the restaurant is set up to look into the restaurant.
Kitchen, yeah.
You know, the kitchen, excuse me. EJ's young. The entire staff there seems like they're almost babies. I mean, you know, it's and you just sit there completely amazed as to the operation. And I use that word operation almost in a medical sense because it looks like they're literally operating on food, you know. And it's like, it was just an incredible experience and so excited. You know, I've been to Michelin star restaurants in other cities and always wanted one here. And it was just great to know. I was there before they got it, but, nonetheless, they got it and very proud of them.
No, it's tremendous. I mean, as you know, I've got a background in the restaurant business, and so I've got deep scarring because of it. So I've got enormous appreciation and sympathy for what they are doing. It is a culinary operation indeed. And so, yeah, big congrats, and I look forward to listening.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, as always, thank you so much for checking out a little bit while we were on air, and that's okay. We'll forgive you, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you, Newell. I'll see you next Wednesday. Talk to you, technology willing.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Alice Glenn, who's the Executive Vice President of New Orleans & Company, and she brings with her Justin Kennedy, the General Manager at Parkway Bakery and Tavern. They were recognized by Michelin as a bib gourmand, their excellence in dining and customer service, and EJ Lagasse, head chef at Emeralds, the recipient of 2 stars by Michelin, the youngest head chef to operate a 2-star restaurant. Exciting interviews. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. This is Newell on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.